Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly, who joins us now. Brian, good morning. Thanks for being with us. Hope you and yours are safe and well. What are you hearing about what the plans are going forward? Because, again, the first game for Notre Dame is supposed to be in Ireland against Navy.
Good morning, Trey, Mike. You know, hope the same for all of you. It's certainly a little bit of a different scenario for us as we you know, and no pun intended, navigate through this opener. Look, it's going to be a difficult chore for us to put our football team, you know, on a plane and head to Europe. So no decision has been made. It's not mine to make. It's Navy's game. The athletic director at Navy will have to make that call. But certainly there have been a number of discussions about what's the best situation here for us to actually get this game played. So suffice to say that you can, you know, read between the lines that we're looking at all the options that are in front of us. But again, from our perspective, this is really about Navy making a decision relative to the game.
And even before that, Coach, before you can play a game, you have to have practice and you have to have workouts and all that stuff. So that all has to come first. And I'm wondering, we had Hunter Yurecek, the AD from Arkansas, on earlier this week, and he talked about a plan to actually get in-state students in their facility during the beginning of June and out-of-state students by the middle to end of June. And I know you have to go on state plans as well, and Indiana is starting to open up. So between the school and the state government right now, where are you as far as the possibility of bringing student-athletes back on campus?
Well, we're not that far along as it relates to bringing them back to campus. We're actually just closing up the dorms beginning next week. So we're at that process that is in lockstep with the state of Indiana right now in terms of reopening. So we're not at the point where we can bring student-athletes back on campus. We've made the decision that when we begin our first summer session of classes, which begins on the second week of June, in its entirety, which goes until July 25th, they will be online classes. Now, that does not mean that there can't be a reintegration of activities back on campus, but we do know that there won't be any in-person on-campus classes until at least the second summer session, which begins after that July 25th. So reintegration, that's a committee that we're on right now. Matter of fact, we'll be meeting when we're done with this call. We have looked at everything, and we continue to prepare for the university and the state to be in a position to begin to bring back. And at what that date is, we still are not certain. But and not to go too long on the answer, but you still need at least 6 weeks to prepare your football team for your opener. So you're right. There is a drop-dead date in terms of when you got to get your football team back on campus.
Talking to Brian Kelly, Notre Dame head football coach, with us here on Golic and Wingo. And Coach, going forward into that uncertainty, you said so many outcomes and potential things to prepare for. One of them that's certainly different for Notre Dame is the potential of, you know, we've heard only interconference play for some of these teams. And we know Notre Dame being an independent team on the football side of things creates a unique situation. Have there been talks about what happens potentially should that interconference model be something that teams have to approach?
Oh yeah. Jack Swarbrick has been quite busy. Certainly, right? If each conference is deciding to play within their own league, you know, that we're playing a round robin schedule with the service academies and BYU. And so that's not going to work. So we've obviously entered into discussions with our partner, the ACC, and certainly those schools that would entertain playing us again, the service academy, Navy is certainly one of them. You know, we have some other games that clearly are, you know, games where we have guarantees out that they have an interest in playing. And so I think at the end of the day, I can tell you that with great confidence that we're going to get the games necessary to be whole and have a full season. That, I think, is probably less of the concerns that we have. I think I would probably echo most of the concerns that, that others have had. It's putting our testing together, what our tracing looks like, and probably quarantining, and really being able to, while we're on campus, adjust and adapt to any kind of situations that we have. That's really most of our time spent is how we're going to adapt and adjust to the current situations.
Brian Kelly, Notre Dame head football coach, with us again, scheduled to play Navy August 29th. That game's supposed to be in Ireland, but everything, as we know, is a moving and fluid target right now. Where are you in trying to relate to the parents in this situation? Because that's the X factor that's involved in college sports, Brian, that we all know isn't a part of the NFL. When you sign up and you get a contract and you have somebody collectively bargain these things for you, that's how this works out. Obviously, that is not the case in college football. So what is Notre Dame doing, and what do you have set up to talk to the parents of the student-athletes to let them know what is actually going to be going on campus and how you might assuage their fears a little bit?
Yeah, Trey, I think it's a great question. And Mike can tell you, and from a dad's perspective, Mike can tell you that Notre Dame is not normally in the business of informing parents as to what's going on. And in terms of the day-to-day operations, they provide the information to the son or the daughter, and they are to navigate and make decisions along the way and inform their parents. That's the way we do it within our community. This is wholly different. This is a different situation. And I got to look at it as a parent myself. My daughter's a sophomore. Am I going to put her on a plane, or am I going to put her in a position without getting all the information as to what's the climate like at the university? What's your testing? What's the procedures going to be like on a day-to-day basis? So we have already begun. We've reached out to our parent groups. We've already talked to our players about this. Will have to run through your parents as well, because we're going to have to over-communicate what the procedures are. What happens if somebody gets sick, God forbid? What are the procedures? What's the protocol in place? So we've got to have a working group that has put together procedures that are in place. It can't be, well, Coach Kelly forgot to get the locker room clean today. That's just not going to fly. All of these things have to be in place, and they have to be over communicated to the parents. And that's the reality of what we're in right now with this pandemic.
Coach, I'm curious, you mentioned that, and obviously we find out so much new information every day that what that plan looks like come July and August is probably going to be a lot different than now. But I'm curious if you guys have landed on things already that you know, all right, protocol-wise going forward, these are going to have to, at the very minimum, be the changes that we start to make, knowing what you know now.
Yeah, I think some of the biggest, changes in protocol for us will be food service. You know, we have pretty much operated as a, I'd say, 60% self-service group in our building. You can't self-serve during these times. You know, you have to have people that are providing you the meals for safety purposes. The locker rooms, to have the right distancing in the locker rooms, it's probably going to require us to use, more than one locker room. In terms of weight training and conditioning, we're going to have to be able to space out and maybe even open up outdoor weight training opportunities, moving racks outside, things of that nature that requires a lot of logistical planning to the details. No more salad bars. Let's put it that way. It's going to require a lot of these detailed works that, testing is at the cornerstone of all this, but when you're bringing in over 100 people together, how do you make this work? Because the worst thing that can happen is that we start this and we have a major setback. That's the only thing, in my opinion, that's going to shut down football, is if it's not handled the right way and you have a major outbreak because you're sloppy in your protocol and you didn't handle it the right way with the right details going into it.
Hard to say it better than that. Brian Kelly, Notre Dame head football coach, with us here on Golic and Wingo. And coach, with all of that as the planning for what's to come, I'm curious, as you've sat here and evaluated what's gone on up until now, the things that you've been doing at a distance with your team and trying to work through that process, how has it gone so far? What's the feedback that you've gotten from strength coaches, you know, your coaches on the staff, and the players about how everything from a distance has gone up until this point?
Well, we just got through our first academic semester online, and it was a challenge. There's no question. But our players, our leaders that we have in our program, our coaches in particular did a great job. They took their football hats off in terms of coaches, and they really became academic support mentors. And we had a great semester. You know, I think in some instances our players enjoyed it because it was a modified way of doing things. But, you know, we're really focused right now on the 30 graduates. You know, it's a shame. You know, we get caught up in the football, and that's important. But, you know, we're going to have 30 guys that would have graduated, you know, this weekend. And Mike, you know how special of an achievement that is to graduate from Notre Dame. That's pretty hard. And they don't get to celebrate their accomplishment. And so we've spent a lot of time this week that we're putting out videos and testimonies on our 30 graduates this week. And just to let everybody know and their families know how special they are to graduate from Notre Dame, because this is commencement weekend.
Brian Kelly with us, head coach at Notre Dame. This is what I want to ask you. Since you and I, coach, are about the same age, you know, we know this younger generation, kids you're coaching, how freaked out they'd be if you say you put, like, a typewriter in front of them. Imagine now, they're so used to working out together when these kids are at home going, wait, what do you mean I got to go out by a find a field and work out by myself? How do I do that? It's got to be a little different for them right now.
Yeah, you know, I think it's been good for everybody. I know it's been good for me. Look, I've learned a lot in this situation as well, in terms of, you know, just some of the meetings that you have online that have really been more useful than some of the meetings that you have, you know, in an office setting. You get a chance to touch base with people more often. You know, sometimes you feel like you're plugged in a little bit too much. But I think by and large, I think we've all learned. Our players have had to improvise and adapt. I think from a recruiting standpoint, you get to build more relationships. I know that I've been able to, from a recruiting standpoint, because, you know, this becomes a central kind of opportunity for the head coach to be on the phone with so many and FaceTime opportunities. You see a lot more things that you hadn't seen from before. So, yeah, very, very difficult times, unprecedented, but I think if you're still opening your mind to learning and figuring things out, you can learn a lot from this as well.
Well, listen, we are in an adaptability situation. There's no question about it. Brian, we appreciate your time this morning, and obviously we'll check back in with you later when we get more clarity about how that first game will be played. Stay safe, stay well, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks. Always great touching base with you guys. Thanks again.